This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Savvy.
Yeah.
Mate, I am so pumped about this. Man named Robert Davi. You're going to know him as probably the villain in some of the best movies of all time. The FBI agent in Die Hard. This guy has done it all.
He's in The Goonies, which is one of my favourite movies ever.
That's right.
Incredible.
He's got a brand new documentary coming out on Amazon Prime about his journey to recreate a moment that happened in time with Frank Sinatra in a ring at Madison Square Garden. Got an incredible voice. He joins us on the line right now. Good morning to you, Robert.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Amazing, man. Amazing.
Or shall I say, good day. Good day.
Well played. That'll tick some boxes with our listeners.
I love it. The first impression I got from watching this documentary was I felt like this was almost like your coming out parade to say, I've got range, I've got talent, and I'm more than just a bad guy, but I'm actually really great at singing as well, in case you didn't know. Was that your intention?
Well, I think my intention initially in the movie Goonies is when I did that first singing thing, you know, to say, hey, I can put singing into something. But no, the intention was because I had been touring, you know, I had already toured Australia by the time we did the documentary.
Mm. Yeah.
And my album came out and went to number 6 on Billboard Jazz. But I would say the hope would be that it would garner attention on all levels to say, yeah, this guy here is serious about the music. And actually wanting to pay tribute to Sinatra, his 100th anniversary.
Well, let's talk about Frank Sinatra. What is it that you love about him and his music and that made you want to do this whole project?
Well, I know Sinatra has a nice history with Australia and the Australian press at some point. I don't know if you guys know that story, when he went to Australia at one time.
I don't believe it went particularly well.
No, it did not go well, although it wound up well.
Yes.
And he gave some great performances there. An Italian-American immigrant, the son of immigrants, he was the first artist that gave the Italian immigrant a different kind of perception, in America at least. Until then, there were a lot of gangsters and thugs in films. Mm. And here you have this guy that became the superstar of all time, the youngest, you know, I mean, he was the first one, bigger than Bing Crosby at the time, and he was an Italian, and he was romantic, and he started doing films. So it opened up the imagination of a whole series of Italian American immigrants to kind of children of immigrants, to go into the arts. They had already done so in Italy, but now in America. Then he was the first guy to come out against anti-Semitism and racial bigotry of any kind. And that social statement that Sinatra made was huge for me as a youth, because we grew up in the civil rights era. And he was at the forefront of that, even prior to the civil rights era in the 60s, where he was doing it in the 40s. And so a lot of people have the controversy of Sinatra, the mafia connection or the other, you know, the tough guy perception, which is all part of the persona. But the essence of what I wanted to remind the world of was this other aspect of the social contribution that Sinatra made to the world, and also his Picasso-esque contribution to the music.
On our show, we really do put a strong emphasis on trying to be good dads raising gorgeous kids. That can be really challenging sometimes when the expectations of our children don't seem to be met by us as parents, and you really turn it into a powerful teaching moment. Do you have some words of wisdom as a dad of... It's five children, isn't it?
I have five children, yes. It's very difficult navigating the children, and all the ages continue to need something from you as a parent. My daughter, my older daughter, is getting married, so that's a wedding thing and a lot of daddy stuff. My 26-year-old is living at home with my twins with me, because I am a single parent here. My ex is hands-on with them, but she lives in a different state in Colorado, and I'm in Los Angeles with the kids. And it's a continued... but we're both very active with our children. But it's a continued, and the 17-year-olds have their challenge, and it's very difficult, you know, to continue to, believe me, sometimes I feel like, Duncan, I feel like there is a rope around my left wrist, my right wrist, my left ankle, and my right ankle, and they're being pulled by these Barana bulls in four different directions.
You've been drawn and quartered.
Drawn and quartered from my children. I mean, the demands that are made and the head spinning, as well as navigating a career where I'm preparing another tour and all of that stuff. So what I can say to parents or family members is to try to, it's hard to reason sometimes to teenagers. There's no reasoning to them. But eventually they see the light, I believe, you know. Mm. My son is a little bit easier, although he has his difficulties.
Mate, I've got some fun questions that I need to ask you because of the movies that you've been in. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
You know, I just had a screening. They had a screening, at the Lemley in North Hollywood of License to Kill.
Yeah.
On the big screen, you know, in a Q&A afterwards last week. And one of the questions was the same thing. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Look, it didn't start out as a Christmas movie, but to some people, it's a Christmas movie. To me, it's Die Hard. It's a Wonderful Life to me is a Christmas movie. Die Hard happened to be accepted, and people have adapted it and embraced it as a Christmas movie. And who am I to say it's not their Christmas movie?
Hmm.
But for me, I don't watch Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
I would ask the question too. The Goonies, amazing film, never saw a sequel. If a sequel was made, would you be part of it?
I would love to be part of it. Goonies is I just ran into Josh Brolin the other day. We were in Malibu, and I ran into him Saturday. And what was funny about that is no matter how many films we've done beyond all of the other films, Goonies is the one most people get excited about and remember you for or want to talk about.
Yeah.
So absolutely, I would do another Goonies in a second.
Who is the baddest villain of all time? You, James Woods, or Eric Roberts?
Oh, come on. Pound for pound, baby. Yeah. Put us all three in a film with equal parts. Let's see. Let the audience decide. I'm not even going to go in there.
Darby, the grand champion.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. That's like, you know, that's like saying, let's you know... let's put Rocky Marciano in the ring with, you know.
Bambi.
Yeah, I mean, no, those are great actors. Those are fantastic actors and friends. But I think pound for pound in terms of being able to be, you know, I think if we were all in the same film with equal parts, it would be a different, you know.
I love it.
I guess it's brazen of me to kind of be that way, but. Sorry, I got a little more face edge on him. You know what I mean? My face has a little more edge on those guys. Plus, I can sing. You know what I mean?
You
as far as I know, they cannot sing.
And listen, it is extraordinary. I do recommend checking it out. The documentary, Darby's Way, is coming out on Amazon Prime September 4th. Well worth checking out. And, man, again, incredible voice.
Thank you so much, Duncan. Thank you, guys, Sammy.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I got to thank Danny A.
Yeah.
I got to thank Danny A because it was his idea to follow me around and do the documentary. He produced it.
Oh, I was thinking at the end of it, I'm like, we had this pitch, right? You got two dads who are into like Silicon Valley stuff, right? They've got a startup company, but a bunch of mobsters have moved in on their turf and are trying to get them out of it. And you're like the neighbor, right? You're the friendly neighbor. They don't know that you're a retired tough guy. You know, you've done wet work.
Who's on the witness protection program.
Right.
And perhaps so, I'm on the witness protection program.
That's right. You know, all we know you is you run this really incredible pizza joint. You're super friendly and we have you over for barbecues on the weekend. We're pitching
Shrimps
to you
on the barbie.
That we're having trouble. We've got these guys after you and you're like, you basically do like a Rocky IV in the mountains training montage where you teach us how to be tougher human beings. It's a comedy. It's got some action. I think it'd be great.
You know, I like the idea. Write it. Get the funding. We'll do it. Put this element into it.
Yes.
I find that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.